Moving on, several journalists have been reportedly injured in the heavy-handed police crackdown on May Day protests in Paris. Iranian reporter Zainal Abedin Shahsavar Hosseini and his cameraman Ramin Tohidian were also among the injured. Shahsavar Hosseini was rushed to hospital for tear gas inhalation, while Tohidian was in critical condition after being hit by rubber bullets. A reporter from Russia's Sputnik news agency was also among the wounded. Nearly 200 people were arrested during the rally, which was held amid ongoing strikes by railway workers and Air France employees over President Emmanuel Macron's public sector reforms. In a tweet, Macron condemned the rioting and stressed that the demonstrations would be treated with, quote, absolute firmness. According to government estimates, around 140,000 people took part in labor marches across the country. Now to discuss that more, we are joined on the phone by Mr. Ian Williams, senior analyst in foreign policy of Foreign Policy in Focus. Thank you very much, Mr. Williams, for joining us. This kind of crackdown does not seem very typical on May Day, does it?
Well, it's this type of explosion. May Day was traditionally run by the socialists and the communists and the workers, who were quite happy to have a battle with the police, but wouldn't go around burning McDonald's cars, stores, and overturning cars. And this, there seems to have been an anarchist element that is demonstrating for the sake of it, not necessarily on behalf of the workers. And of course, Macron loves this because it gives him an excuse to crack down on everybody. He will be telling the French tomorrow, look, the rail workers, the airline workers, all of the teachers, they're the ones who are burning down. And there's a strict hierarchy in France. Farmers are allowed to block roads, to burn crops, to cause major mayhem, but workers aren't. It's been a long tradition for 100 years or more that farmers can commit all sorts of mayhem with impunity, but workers will be repressed if they do. And in this occasion, we're not quite sure it was the workers, but the police expected provocation and they rose to it provocatively.
Mr. Williams, does that in any way, Mr. Macron actually has to also be thinking about his popularity rates, which are falling down, and that is definitely going to affect it negatively, considering the fact that this coincides with the strikes of the railway workers and also Air France employees.
Well, it depends what constituency. I mean, I suspect he's going for the law and order constituency. So strong repressive lockdowns of civil disobedience and demonstrations will attract that constituency if they're successful. If they lead to more violence, then he will lose it. Remember, Charles de Gaulle was basically driven out because he couldn't control the situation. So the people who were on the streets in state were against Charles de Gaulle, and the people who were against the demonstrators also felt that Charles de Gaulle, president, then had lost touch with the situation. So Macron is facing a similar bind this time. If he represses too much, he'll alienate the left. If he doesn't repress enough, he'll alienate the right. And since he's making the wrong economic choices anyway, he's going to end up alienating a lot of people, as he already has done.
Mr. Williams, a final question. We also do know that the Iranian journalists that are now in hospital have been investigated, and they have also been threatened. They've been told that their cell phones will be taken away from them. But is that normal to see this kind of crackdown on journalists because they were merely reporting the scene?
It's not normal. It's probably a breach of the European Court of Human Rights, the UN Charter, and God knows what else. But as we know, the world, the rules don't apply when some countries are concerned, and all you have to do is to invoke terrorism and Islam. We saw that in America. We saw it even to some extent in Britain. And that seems like it's an overzealous officer trying to make a point. And it's that there is no rule for confiscating journalists' phones at all. But the Americans do it all the time. The Americans reserve the right to search people's electronics when they come in and out of the country of their foreign journalists. The Israelis regularly check on people's hard drives. But this doesn't get the